The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on this Thursday, December the 29th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at another glittering array of talent at the Dublin venue, where, of course, the two main races today are the Novices Chase, the 155, which brings together 10 horses of the very highest order, strutting their stuff there over 3 miles. And along with the Ryanair Hurdle at 2:30, another Grade 1 event, we've got another exciting afternoon at Leopardstown for festival goers. Obviously, this is the fourth and final day, and Willie Mullins has dominated the scene throughout, having 4 winners, and he looks set fair to have another good day this afternoon. But he won't have a winner in the first race anyway, because he hasn't got a runner, and that leads me on nicely to the 12:20, in which there's a very intriguing runner here from the Joseph O'Brien stable in the shape of Catnap. This horse has always shown plenty of ability for old connections. And although this horse has only won one race in 26, he's often flattered to deceive and threatened to win on many other occasions prior to that victory at Fairy House towards the back end of last season. It really was only a matter of time before this horse finally got his head in front, because he is a very strong traveller. But former connections just didn't really know what they had, and they kept on running him in races he couldn't win or over distances that were just were just stretching him, including last time out when we saw him at the Punchestown Festival when he finished a creditable ninth behind Pleasant Company. But now he's with a, inverted commas, proper trainer. You'd like to think that this horse could improve quite significantly and take advantage of what looks a very fair handicap mark of a 122. This track will suit him. He's already run well here before, and the distance of 2.5 miles should be rideably straight. So despite top weight, I'd expect Catnap in the hands of a Johnny Slevin to get punters off to a decent start there in the very first race. On to race number two then, which is the 12:50, which is a 2.5 maiden hurdle, and normal services should be resumed here as Willie Mullins sends the favourite here, Battleford, to do battle here in this 2.5 mile event. He was a bit disappointed in the first day at Navan, when on occasions he jumped a little bit big and a bit ponderously, and basically he ended up being outpaced. But to be fair, the form has worked out pretty well. We saw Brelade, the winner, go on to run really well in a Grade 1 here the other day. And Joey Sasser also won here at this meeting on the very first day. So he's probably up against one or two nice types, as it turned out at the time anyway. But if you go back to his form last year, the likes of that run behind Ballyandy and, of course, Bacardi's in the Aintree, Bumper and Cheltenham won respectively. He's obviously a very classy recruit. I think the step up to 2.5 miles will definitely play into this horse's strengths. And in what looks a very, very weak affair, odds of around about 2-5 this morning should be well and truly justified by Battleford in race two. On to race three, and once again Willie Mullins comes to the fore here as he sets Let's Dance to post here in this 120, which is a Grade 3 affair for the mares. This horse showed bright form last season as a juvenile, of course finishing second to Stab a Companion at the time, Apple's Jade, in that Grade 1 Punchestown event. Off the mark at Sligo at the 7 time of asking, obviously boosted this horse's confidence, because going into that listed race at Punchestown the other day, she had it all on turning for home as Shattered Love set sail for home. But she really did pick up quite smartly in the latter stages, not only to be very impressive going through the line, but the time figure also backed up that performance as well as the visual one. The winner, the second horse, Shattered Love, has gone on to win a graded event at Thurles next time out. So that form is absolutely rock solid, arguably some of the best mares and fillies form seen so far in Ireland. And she should put a decent marker down for her credentials for the mares race at the Cheltenham Festival later on in the season. So Let's Dance, a very short price, but another winner very much in the offing there for Willie Mullins in race three. On to race four then, which is the big novice chase of the meeting, certainly from a staying perspective. The Neville Hotels novice events, a grade one contest, which brings together a whole host of decent chasers, stroke hurdlers from last year. And a lot of them have already set a fairly decent standard already over the larger obstacles. None more so than Coney Island, who is the selection for followers of that form line at Berry House last time out, of course, winning the Drinmore in pretty decisive fashion, albeit this horse is a 20-1 poke on the morning line. A lot of people latched onto this horse's claims, and he eventually went off a more realistic 8-1, but he won like an 8-1 on shot more than anything else. He absolutely sauntered through that race, jumping with aplomb all the way through. He never put a foot wrong, and in the end, he was a quite comfortable winner. He actually went down to the last on the bridle with his ears pricked, so he obviously had plenty left in the tank. The key to this horse is going to be a step-up in trip today, as most of his best form last year derived from the three-mile distance. Of course, he was second in the Grade 1 at the Punchestown Festival behind probably one of the best staying novices we've seen this season, in the shape of Bell Seal. So that form line is working out really well, carried forward into the novice chase category this season. Obviously, there are one or two nice horses in this race, the likes of Alfred de Zabauer, Duke, Brahill, Martel Tower, all set decent standards in their own right. But I'd expect Coney Island, with another smooth round of jumping there, to come out on top in the 155. On to the big hurdle race of the day, the Ryanair Hurdle. And this race has been dominated by William Mullins over the years, and it looks set to continue again, with Nichols Canyon, of course, bidding to follow up last year's victory in this particular race. He started the season in the best possible fashion by winning the Morgier Hurdle with plenty to spare at Punchestown on his seasonal reappearance, and that should team up nicely for what should be another lap of honour here this afternoon. Obviously, Petit Mouchoir has got to come into consideration, being as he fell when going quite well in the fighting fifth at Newcastle the last time we saw him, and that form has already been upheld by Apple's Jade, who finished second, going on to lower the colours of Vroom Vroom Mag next time out. So Henry de Bromhead's charge has got to be a consideration for some, particularly if you're betting without the favourite. But Nichols Canyon, hopefully with a forceful front-running ride, should make all and provide William Mullins with another winner in the 2:30. On to the penultimate contest, and this looks at a fairly competitive affair. It's quite nice to see for many of the smaller trainers that William Mullins doesn't have a runner here in this race, but one who does have a runner is Gordon Elliott. Of course, Gordon had a fantastic day here this afternoon with two big winners, including Outlander, and there's a chance that Bilko could provide the crack Irish handler with yet another winner here. This horse was third behind Bella Amid de Savola in a very good novices hurdle the other day at Berry House. Certainly the form of that race looks fairly solid, as Teacher's Pet, the runner-up, has gone on to win subsequently. And the time figure of the race was very good as well. He proved his stamina in abundance when winning at Cork the time before, lowering the colours of a decent little field. And the drying grounds definitely suit this easy-moving son of Balco. So off a decent handicap mark of 122, I think Bilko, around about 11-2 this morning, represents good each-way value in the penultimate race. On to the final contest, and we don't have another runner from the William Mullins camp, is here, which is a bit of a shock to the system, but that'll be music to the ears of Gordon Elliott, who has a obvious chance here of taking the concluding race with Burren Life, who ran with plenty of promise at Punchestown on his rules debut in the hands of Lisa O'Neill. He finished second to a nice horse called Come To Me from the William Mullins stable. There's nothing wrong with that form whatsoever. I do like the way this horse travelled in that race until just getting a little bit tired late on in the closing stage, and suggesting that he would be much better for the run. I think the stiff tropical will bring the best out in this horse, being as he's a horse who ran in a point-to-point until falling. And in a race that doesn't have a great deal of strength and depth, odds and backers should be sent down happy with Burren Life in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to do it all again tomorrow as we visit Dundalk once again for their Friday evening fair. So do please tune in for me then. It's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.